are dead in there. Who is your daddy?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Hello, everybody. This is Pastor Brandon. I am your host of Pastor Brandon Live Broadcast. And I don't know why that happened. Anyways, good to be here. This is a broadcast that hell hates. The more you listen, the more you know why. It's good to be here this evening. I am just, boy, I don't know. It's been a long week, and now I feel like stress has sort of just melted away a little bit. Things are kind of going, so pray for me on that. tonight, we're going to be talking about the sons of God as it pertains to Genesis chapter 6. I'm going to be talking to you about why the sons of God in Genesis 6 are indeed fallen angels. Okay? And so we're going to be talking about that tonight, and it's going to be kind of like a repeat of yesterday, so I just kind of wanted to expand more on it, be repetitive. I'm going to be a little repetitive, but this video will be on YouTube and Sermon Audio. The last yesterday's one, it will not be. It was mainly just on Facebook only. As you know, I played some sound effects, so I hope you guys don't mind, but I don't have a thing where I can just put a whole bunch of sound in. And so I just wanted to get a little creative and put some sound in. And it was basically just YouTube clips that you heard. So I apologize for the I apologize if it seemed kind of awkward, but I wanted to try it out to see how well it would. Anyways, it's good to be here tonight. And before we get into tonight's message. Well, first, let's take a look at some prayer requests, shall we? So, for me, I want you guys to pray for me. Pray for my family and I. I think a lot of you know kind of the situation I'm in, but there is good news. I think if the good Lord wills, that situation may be resolved by tomorrow. Okay? So hopefully by tomorrow, the not so good financial situation I'm in will be resolved tomorrow. So pray for me on that. Okay? It did not occur to me till this morning. So, tomorrow may be the day that I will get stuff taken care of financially, and I won't have to deal with any heartache or issues for the month. So, So continue to pray for me, continue to pray for my family, pray for this ministry, pray for the videos, pray for, just pray for God's will to be done. Amen. Pray for God's will. Pray that God will take this and use it for His kingdom, for His glory and honor. Please pray for our sermon audio ministry. Okay. Please pray for our YouTube ministry and our Facebook ministry. I have desires that I want to do. Like, I'll give you an example. There's like things that I would like to maybe eventually go to different churches and preach and minister. But it's kind of one of those things where I just sort of put on the back burner. So, you know, just kind of food for thought. Not sure how that's going to go. and quite frankly, I don't think I think most of the churches wouldn't want me preaching in their church anyways, because they'd probably just run me out of town. Because I'm going to tell you something. I only want to preach the Word of God, and the Word of God I only want to preach. So, you know, I bet you a lot of churches probably wouldn't want me at their a lot of churches probably wouldn't want me in their church preaching, because they just probably run me out. So pray for me. We do have a fellow sister that needs prayer for her and her mother. Her mother's not doing very well. Pray for her mother, but pray for her as well. She needs your prayers. Just as I need prayers, she more so needs prayers, especially now. So please keep her in prayer. We have a fellow brother. Please pray for him and his family. Pray for, you know, his ex-wife, the salvation for his ex-wife. Continue to pray for Brother Joey he's just a remarkable man. Okay. He is one of those that he sometimes he'll actually watch my videos. A lot of times he'll watch them in the morning because that's, you know, that's fine. But he's been so nice and gracious enough to watch my videos. I watch his too, you know. But pray for him, okay? He's got pain, okay? I'm not gonna really get into detail, but you know, he's got pain. He has his days. He's got his days. Just pray for him, amen. Just keep him in prayer. Pray that, you know, he'll be comforted during his days of pain. Amen. Also, pray for Brother Ryan. Okay? Brother Ryan is a good brother of mine, and I appreciate him. And I love him. He is my brother in the Lord. And I miss his fellowship. I really would like to get up there and fellowship with him at some point. But I miss Brother Ryan. I know him. I've known him for a couple of years. He loves the Lord. He preaches as it is. And you know, I'm gonna tell you something. There's sometimes I think that I get a little overly zealous. I'll tell you what, if you want to meet a zealous person for the Lord, it's Brother Ryan, and he's probably more zealous than I. But Brother Ryan, I love you. God bless you. I'll be praying for you and your ministry. But please pray for his ministry. Pray for his videos. Pray that, you know, just pray for him. Amen. Pray for his family. And I'm sure he would appreciate that. Amen. Do you have a fellow sister who needs prayer for salvation? There is a sister that is wanting us to pray for the indwelling of the Holy Ghost. Okay, so let's pray for them. Let's keep them in prayer. I want to appreciate you all praying for me. I enjoy preaching and doing videos, and I don't want to stop. Okay, I just want to keep on going. Okay, so just pray for me, pray that, you know, that God will have his way, not so that, you know, I wouldn't have my way, but that God would have his way. Amen. let's see here. So that's for the prayer requests. Amen. Let's take a look at the news. What's going on in the news? Oh yeah. Okay. So government shutdown. Trump signed something to end the shutdown temporarily till February 15th. Okay. The shutdown is like, I don't know. There just seems to be a lot of controversy around the shutdown. You know what I'm saying? I've heard people say that the shutdown's not going to end. And it probably won't. I've heard people think that maybe this shutdown could possibly lead to martial law, military takeover, whatnot. But I don't know what to make of it. I'm telling you, we are in big trouble in this nation. Shutdown or not, I mean, we're in big trouble. I mean, the fact that we have some states wanting abortion. And praise God that there are actually states that want to outlaw abortion. But I don't know what to make of this whole... I really don't know what to make of this whole shutdown business. Personally, I think he should just use... Trump should just use executive power, build the wall, and get it done and over with, and move on to something else. Amen? I mean, it's getting ridiculous. The politicians in Washington are just playing games with him, and it's not right. This nonsense needs to stop. It just needs to stop. Amen. It just needs to stop. I don't understand why there's bickering, but there is. And there's the finger pointing and so on and so forth. So we are going to, so anyway, so this whole shutdown thing is just kind of weird and odd, and I'm not going to say much about it. Let's see here. I don't know anything that really sticks out to, as per, Drudge Report, so I'm not going to just, I'm not even going to bother with that. Let's see here, what's that? Okay. Alright, so, tonight, we're going to be getting into the Sons of God. And I'm really going to aim specifically at Genesis chapter 6. Okay? In Genesis chapter 6, there's a whole wide speculation about who the sons of God are. And I think the Bible makes it very clear. And so I'm going to present to you a case, a biblical case as to why the sons of God in Genesis 6 are indeed fallen angels. Some have this view of the Sethite view, and I really don't know what that is. I really don't know what the Sethite view is. We're not going to really be getting into that, okay? But I want to touch on the fallen angel aspect to it. And I did yesterday, and I'm going to do it again today. It's basically going to be a repeat of yesterday, but I'm going to talk about it in length, okay? And I'm actually going to be going to, we're not going to start off in Genesis 6. We're actually going to start off in 1 Samuel, okay? Because we need to lay some groundwork as per why, we need to lay the groundwork as per why, basically, who are, what are these fallen angels? Okay, the fallen angel aspect to it. We need to lay some groundwork for that. Okay, now the reason why this brought on to me. Okay, as many of you may or may not know, I'm in what is called Faith Bible Institute. Faith Bible Institute is a 3-year Bible program in which they go through the entire Bible. Okay. This semester we're going through Genesis and Job and Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the life of Christ and the doctrines of God, the Trinity in the Bible. Okay, and so what brought this whole fallen angel thing to mind was there was something that kind of came to mind about some of these ancient civilizations about how they have these stories of these gods, little g, coming down and mating with human women, in which they are producing more little gods, in which, you know, anyways. And that kind of got me thinking about the whole thing. Could that basically be just a very sugar-coated version of the sons of God, which are fallen angels, and going in onto human women and them conceiving and bearing these children, which have really messed up DNA, which, by the way, God says they will never enter in his rest, okay? These giants that have messed up DNA, they are unredeemable. They can never be redeemed, okay? And they can't be redeemed because their DNA is messed up. Okay? And so, there's no reason, I mean, and a lot of people seem to think that's very far-fetched. Okay? They think that is very far-fetched. But let me tell you something. Okay? What did God say as per creation? He said that animals will reproduce after their own kind. Okay, let's go to that. Okay, Let's go to that verse. On kind. Their own kind. Let's see here. I gotta find it here real quick. I gotta find it here really quick. I gotta find it here. Where is it? Okay, you know what? I'll tell you what. Let's start Genesis chapter 1, verse 21. Okay? And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And verse 25, it says, and God made the beasts of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and God saw that it was good. Okay? Male and female created them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. Okay? Of fowls after their kind, and let's see. Okay, here's the thing. When a man and a woman, when a husband and wife reproduce or multiply, okay, when they have kids, their kids are after what? Their kind. Which means that child carries the genes, the genetic information and genes from their father and mother. Okay? That's why your children look a lot like you. Because they have your genes. They have your genetics. They have your DNA. Okay? Now, if God created us and created these animals to reproduce after their own kind, okay? When you throw in something that has DNA that's not, I don't know, not earthly, I don't know, say fallen angels, that offspring is going to inherit part of their DNA as well as their mother's DNA. And their DNA is going to get really messed up. Okay? Ooh, the seed of man. Okay, hang on a second. Let's see here. I just thought of something. Okay? I'm in the book of Daniel. Praise the Lord. Let's see here. The seed of man. Seed of man. That's not it. Seed. I think it's in Daniel. I gotta find it. Okay, Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. Okay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men. What did Jesus say? He said that the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. Okay? And the days of Noah. Wow. Okay, this is a mind blower. Jesus said the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. Okay? The days of Noah. In the days of Noah, you had corruption. Man had corrupted himself. And you had giants. Why? Because you had fallen angels that went in onto human women, and they produced an offspring which cannot be redeemed because of their DNA. Fallen angels are part of a spiritual kingdom. Okay, fallen angels are part of a spiritual kingdom. Okay, now check this out. Daniel 2:43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. Okay? The fourth kingdom is going to mingle themselves with the seed of men. Do you know what happened in the days of Noah? Fallen angels mingle themselves with the seed of men. How? By the woman. These fallen angels mingled themselves with human women. In other words, they were mingling themselves in with the seed of man. And God says, you're not, and basically, here's the thing. God says, don't do it. You know how I know? Because God says you're not to add or subtract from the book that he wrote. By the way, he didn't just write this book. Well, he did write this book. But you want to know what other book that he wrote? He wrote your DNA. Your DNA is a book in which God wrote. And God owns the copyrights to those. He owns the copyright to that book. He owns it. By the way, he says don't add or take away from it. He says don't add or take away from it. You're not to turn to the left or to the right. Okay? Now, we see, now a lot of you might say, well, gee whiz, I mean, how can that be fallen angels? Angels can't marry. You're right, angels can't marry. Okay? But what makes you think that fallen angels abide by those rules? They're fallen. They'll just do whatever they want to. Okay? Also, let me put it this way. Okay? I understand there are times when a husband and wife, when they have a child, sometimes there's these reactions in the DNA and it causes disfigurations and it causes some things to not work right. Okay, I can understand that happens. But usually, almost always, if a man and woman come together, if a husband and wife come together and they have a baby, okay, that baby is not going to have six fingers and six toes. That's not going to happen. Okay? Usually, almost always, it will not happen. Okay? Usually, almost always, it doesn't happen. All right? But it is possible that it can happen if you have something spiritually going into the physical. Okay? When you think of Freemasonry, they want to join the heavenly with the earthly. Okay? And that's what these fallen angels were doing. They were joining themselves into human women. And by the way, that is a type and picture of what is to come. And by the way, with that, I'm going to tie this all together. Okay? I'm going to tie this all together Eventually, I will. Towards the end. Okay. But we have to understand that Daniel 2:43, okay, the type and picture of that is, there is, in fact, a picture like of that. And that is on, in Genesis chapter 6. And we're going to be getting in there. That's going to be the last place we're going tonight. Okay. Genesis 6 is a picture of the spiritual, of the spiritual kingdom that's going to mingle themselves with the seed of man. Amen. So let me tell you something. Oh, by the way, I want to point this out. If you guys want to know more about the more about the unredeemables, I have a message I want you guys to go check out. Okay, go check out the unredeemables, and in that message I talk about how, you know, either the mark of the beast or a change of DNA makes you unredeemable. Okay, it makes you unredeemable. It is possible to be unredeemable. Okay? It is possible for a person. I didn't say believer. I just said a person. It is possible for a person to be unredeemable. It means it can't be redeemed. Okay? Now, to start off, okay? Here's the thing. So like I said, we cannot... So usually, almost always, when a husband and wife procreate, and when they create a baby, okay, they're not going to have some abnormal genetics. And the only possible way that could ever be is if you had the spirit, if you had something like fallen angels. Why? Because they... By the way, that shows you that angels have DNA, which means that they have bodies. I don't care if it's angels or fallen angels. They have bodies. Amen? Excuse me for a second. I'm going to take a drink of my water here real quick. All better. Okay. So, when I was thinking about this, you know, about these past civilizations, about how you have all these stories about these gods coming down and mating with human women, okay, and they're producing little gods of offspring. That to me is like Genesis 6 right there, okay? That's Genesis 6. That's the sons of God, which are fallen angels, going in onto human women, okay, and producing a offspring called the giants, or Nephilim, okay. So, with that said, if you guys have your Bibles, turn with me to 1 Samuel. Turn with me to 1 Samuel. 1 Samuel chapter 28, verse 3 through 7. First Samuel 28, 3 through 7. Okay. Now, I want to kind of get some background on this, okay? So, Saul, first king of Israel, okay, rejected the word of the Lord, and God rejected him, okay? And God said to Saul, I'm done with you. I'm done talking to you, okay? God was never going to speak to Saul again, okay? So, in 1 Samuel chapter 28, verses 3 through 7, okay, now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shechem. And Saul gathered all Israel together. And they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of the Lord answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Okay? God was not going to speak to Saul ever again. Okay? He's not going to speak to Saul, period. God was done with Saul. Okay? Then said Saul unto his servants, seek me a woman that hath a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her. And his servant said to him, behold, there is a woman that hath a familiar spirit at Endor. We're going to continue on. And Saul disguised himself and put on other raiment. And he went and two men with him. And they came to the woman by night. And he said, I pray thee, divine unto me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name unto thee. And the woman said unto him, behold, thou knowest what Saul hath done, how he hath cut off these that have familiar spirits, and the wizards out of the land. Wherefore then layest thou a snare for my life to cause me to die? And Saul sware to her by the Lord, saying, as the Lord liveth, there shall be no punishment happen to thee for this thing. Then said the woman, whom shall I bring up unto thee? And he said, bring me up Samuel. And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spake to Saul, saying, why hast thou deceived me? For thou art Saul. And the king said unto her, be not afraid, for what sawest thou? And the woman said unto Saul, I saw gods, little g, ascending out of the earth. We're going to stop right there. These little gods are devils. They are familiar spirits. They are fallen angels. That's who these gods are. And when you think about the Roman and the Greek mythologies and all these other mythologies where you have these gods coming down and mating with human women, it's devils. Okay? It's really, you know, they like to glorify it and say that it was Zeus and all this other stuff. But let me tell you something. It's familiar spirits. It's devils, okay? It's devils that came down and went in into human women and they bore children of them, okay? This is the spiritual kingdom mingling itself with the seed of men, okay? That is a type and picture of what is coming in our days. Remember, Jesus said that the coming of the Son of Man will be like the days of Noah. And in the days of Noah, you had devils that went in onto human women. Okay? You had something spiritual mingling with the seed of man. Okay? And these gods that the Romans would used to worship and the Greeks and all that stuff, it's really just a sugarcoated version of devils coming down and mating with human women. I might be wrong on that. But when you read here with this woman that had a familiar spirit, okay, communing with Saul, she said to Saul that she saw gods, little g, ascending out of the earth. These gods are devils. Gods as in little g, Okay? Now, I want us to go... Okay, so, in a nutshell, that these gods, little g, these fallen angels, are the ones that came in onto human women, okay? But the Bible calls them the sons of God, okay? Now, I want us to go to Job chapter 1, okay? Job chapter 1. Turn with me to Job chapter 1. Whoops. Ezekiel. Here we go. Job. Job chapter 1, verses 6 through 7. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Now, a lot of people might say, well, okay, that's talking about humans. That's not talking about angels. How can that be talking about angels? That's talking about humans. Let me tell you something. I'm going to show you in that next verse why that's talking about angels. Okay? Now, in verse 7, it says, "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." Listen, let me repeat that again. "And the Lord said unto Satan, Whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth." Now pay attention to detail, folks. It says going to and fro in the earth, which means that this is taking place in heaven. Which means that the sons of God in this occasion have to be angels. That means there was a time that the angels appeared before God in heaven. And then Satan came among, came and, you know, and presented, and basically presented himself. So this is talking about, this is in heaven right now. This is not on earth. So there's no way that the sons of God can be talking about humans. The sons of God have to be talking about angels. Okay? Now, there's another witness to this. Okay? God speaketh once, yea, twice. Go to chapter 2. Job chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. "Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord." Okay? "And the Lord said unto Satan, For whence comest thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, From going to and fro in the earth, and from walking up and down in it." So you see, this is going, so we see a snapshot of heaven. Then we kind of get back on earth with Job. Then we go back up in heaven again, and we see that there's another time where the sons of God came before the Lord, and Satan was with these angels. Okay? The sons of God in those contexts are talking about angels. It is not talking about humans. Okay? It's not talking about humans. It's talking about angels. Alright? Now, some of you might want to argue and say, well, yeah, but, okay, fine. But that's not what Genesis 6 is referring about. Genesis 6 is referring to something else. No, it's not. The sons of God that is mentioned in Genesis 6 is the same sons of God mentioned in Genesis 2. Hang on a second. I want to see something here really quick. Sons of God. You know what's really interesting? Sons of God in your Bible is mentioned 11 times. In the King James Bible, sons of God is mentioned 11 times in your King James Bible. Isn't that interesting? Okay, now, I want you guys to turn with me to 2 Peter. 2 Peter. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Okay? I'm going to make the case as to why the sons of God is talking about fallen angels in Genesis 6. We clearly see that in Job chapter 1 and 2, the sons of God are talking about angels. Okay? Now, some of you might be convinced that, yes, that's what Job 1 and 2 is talking about, but some of you may not be convinced about how Genesis 6, you know, some of you may not be convinced at all that Genesis 6 is talking about fallen angels. But let me tell you, and let me show you scripture as to why that is. Okay? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Oops. Here we go. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 4. Okay? For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person and preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. For if God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down. Those are fallen angels, folks. Okay? God cast them down. Okay? God cast those angels down. We see fallen angels. Now, if you're not convinced by that, okay, turn with me to Jude. Jude chapter 1, verse 6. Jude 1:6. Okay? It says, and the angels which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he hath reserved in everlasting chains under darkness unto the judgment of the great day. Let me tell you something. Okay? And we're going to get into Job here just in a minute. We're going to go back to Job again. Okay? There are angels that didn't keep their first estate. It means they left their own habitation. They left heaven. It means they chose to leave. Okay? So there must have been some sort of rebellion that they did. Okay, and here's what happened. Those angels that left their first estate were the ones that are mentioned in Genesis 6 that went in unto human women. Okay, the angels that left their first estate were the ones that went into human women in Genesis 6. Okay. Now, turn with me to Job chapter 4. Job chapter 4. Job 4. Oops. 1 Kings. 2 Kings. Let's see here. Job chapter 4, verse 18. It says, behold, he put no trust in his servants, and his angels he charged with folly. So the angels that left their first estate, they went down, they mated with human women. And these fallen angels, God charged with folly. Amen? Hang on a second. Let me see what that means. Let's go ahead real quick and see what folly means. Because honestly, I don't even know what that means. It's not folly. Lack of good sense, foolishness. A costly ornament building with no practical purpose, especially a tower or mocking Gothic room built in a large garden or park. That's not it. Okay, that's... Did I even spell that right? Yeah, I did. So, these angels, these fallen angels went into human women and God charged them with folly and their and chains... And they're one of these days, they're going to be released again. Okay? They're going to be released again. Okay? Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 10. 1 Corinthians 11, 10. Our dear beloved brother Paul, the apostle. This is what he says and writes by the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. Okay. 1 Corinthians 11:10. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head, because of the angels. Okay, let's go back up for verse 8. For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man. For this cause ought the woman to have power on her head, because of the angels. Nevertheless, neither is the man without the woman, neither the woman without the man in the Lord. Okay, let me tell you something. Why did the Apostle Paul said, because of the angels? I think it's because he knew, by the inspiration, that fallen angels went in onto human women and bore children on them, which were the giants. Okay? Because of the angels. Amen? So, we see that the sons of God in Genesis 6 have to be fallen angels. I don't care about the Sethite view. I don't care about any other view but what the Bible says. There seems to be more biblical evidence for the sons of God being angels and or fallen angels than anything else. By the way, Jesus said that we will be like, when we go home, we will be like the angels, won't we? We won't marry. What did Jesus say that when hang on a second. I don't want to butcher it. Hang on a sec. I gotta see here. But as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name. Okay? When we put our faith and trust in God, when we die and go home, we will be like the angels, won't we? Oops. There's 93 occurrences of the word angels. That's amazing, isn't it? Here we go. Turn with me to Mark 12:25. I start in verse 24. Okay. And Jesus answering said unto them, Do ye not therefore err, because ye know not the scriptures, neither the power of God? For when they shall raise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Jesus is talking about his people. Okay? He's talking about his people. And that when we are born again, when we put our faith and trust in him, he hath given us the power to become the sons of God. And I'm going to tell you something. When we die and go home, Jesus said that we will not marry or be given in marriage, but we will be like the angels in heaven. And the angels are what? The sons of God. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Now, the sons of God, in the context of Genesis, is talking about fallen angels. It's talking about the angels that left their first estate. And it's those angels that God charged with folly and has locked them up in everlasting chains. And they will be judged. They will be judged for their crimes. Okay? So, with that said, I think we kind of established a baseline that the sons of God in Genesis 6 are fallen angels. So, when we read Genesis 6, I want you to keep that in mind. Okay? So, turn with me to Genesis 6. Genesis chapter 6. Okay, starting in verse 1. And it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God, okay, the sons of God, they are fallen angels. These are fallen angels that have, these are angels that left their first estate, and now they've become fallen. Okay? That the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. Let me tell you something. Jesus just said that angels don't marry. We just read that. Matthew 12:25. For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven. Angels don't marry, and they're not given into marriage. There is no actual, you know, angels don't marry, period. Now you might say, well, that sounds very contradictory. Not really. Because we just read from Scripture that there are angels that left their first estate. The angels that left their first estate left and married these human women. Okay. Now, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he is also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and so after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. Stop right there. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. The sons of God in Genesis chapter 6 is referring to fallen angels, angels that left their first estate. It is those angels that God charged folly. They charged them with folly, and they are bound and chained. And one of the and at some point they're going to get judged. The sons of God and Job are talking about angels. Angels don't marry. Jesus said that if we believe on him, he has given us the power to become sons of God. When we go home, Jesus said we will be like the angels which are in heaven. The sons of God are angels. The sons of God in Genesis 6 is mentioning angels that left their first estate. They are angels that sinned against God. They are fallen angels. And by the way, it says that there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men. God's telling you and showing you where these giants come from. You know where they came from? They came from when these fallen angels were mating with human women. That is what God is telling you. I don't care about the Sethite view. Actually, I'm kind of curious. I don't really care about... Listen. The only thing I really care about is truth. What is truth? It is the Bible. It is the King James Bible. It is God's Word is true. The only thing I'm interested in is God's truth. God's Word, which is truth. If something doesn't match with the Bible, let God be true and every man a liar. Okay? If I'm wrong, let God be true and let Brandon be and let God be true and Brandon be a liar. Amen. But we see here that the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Doesn't that sound an awful lot like these Roman paganistic traditions where you have all these gods, little g, coming down and mating with human women, and they produce more gods, little g? You see that the correlation between that? That is why I went to 1 Samuel. Why? Because the witch of Endor saw gods, little g, ascending from the earth. Ascending, they're going up. I'll let you be the judge. But there is clear biblical evidence that the sons of God are angels. There's clear biblical evidence for it. It's nothing far-fetched. There's clear biblical evidence of it. The question is, will you choose to believe it? God's people believe in giants, dragons, unicorns, and talking donkeys. And I don't mean Democrats, but I'm... That was a joke. anyways, so I'm going to sort of wrap this up now. Okay, I'm going to wrap it up by saying this last part here. So we see, okay, so if the sons of God are these fallen angels, okay, then Genesis 6 is a picture, a type and picture of what is written in Daniel, okay? Seed of, is it seed of men or man? Of, yeah, it's seed of men, okay? If these sons of God that are, if the sons of God mentioned in Genesis 6 are fallen angels, then Genesis 6 is a type and picture of what is written in Daniel 2, chapter 2, verse 43. We read it again. We're going to reread that again, okay? Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. This is talking about Daniel's fourth kingdom. This is talking about a spiritual kingdom that is about to come on this earth. And it is a kingdom that is going to be a satanically inspired kingdom that's going to mingle themselves with the seed of men. In other words, the DNA of men. And you want to know something? That's what these fallen angels did. These fallen angels, which are demons, mingle themselves with the seed of men. Genesis 6 is a type and picture of what is written in Daniel chapter 2, verse 43. Let me tell you something. Let's go really quickly. Let's go to Revelation chapter 13. Revelation 13. Start in verse 16. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead, and that no man might buy or sell save that he had the mark, or the number of the beast, or the number of his name. Here's wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. Folks, there is coming a fourth kingdom. We call it the New World Order, headed up by the Antichrist. The Antichrist has not made himself known yet, but he will one of these days. The Antichrist is going to make it mandatory for people. It's basically, you either get a mark in your right hand or in your forehead, or your head will come off. Okay. It's not complicated. Easier said than done. Let me tell you something. This mark, okay, is going to change man's DNA in some way, shape, or form. Because it says in Daniel that they're going to mingle themselves with the seed of man, the seed DNA. So this mark could be something that mingles with the DNA and changes it and rewrites DNA. Let me tell you something, that's not far-fetched because we have the technology. It's called CRISPR technology. And man is trying to play God by changing DNA. And you're not supposed to do that. God says you're not to add or take away from the book. That includes your DNA. Because God has a copyright. He has a copyright of His word and His and in your DNA. Amen. Listen. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, okay, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may be too late, but today is the day of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who He says He is and that God raised Him from the dead, you'll be saved. If you're not here today and you're watching this and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior but want to, it's not hard. All you need to do is to sincerely go before the Lord, admit that you are a sinner, repent of your sins, ask Him to forgive you of your sins, to cleanse you and to wash you. Ask the Lord into your heart and life. To ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Ask Him to fill you with His Spirit. And by doing so, you are putting your faith and trust in Him. But most importantly, you need to put your faith and trust in what He did for you at the cross. Do not wait, because tomorrow may be too late. The Lord Jesus Christ is calling out to you. Are you willing to accept Him? Are you willing to put your faith and trust in what He did for you at the cross? We are saved by faith, grace through faith. It is none of ourselves, lest any man should boast. And when Jesus Christ died, He said, "It is finished. It is finished." Amen. It is finished. Amen. Listen, I don't want you guys taking my word for things. I want you to take what I said and you match it with this Bible. If what I say does not match with what the Bible says, let God be true and Brandon be a liar. Let God be true and every man a liar. If I'm wrong, I pray and ask that the Lord will correct and rebuke and chasten me and show me where I'm wrong. And show me where I'm wrong. And one of these days, when I go home, I will have to stand before God and give an account to everything that I said, everything that I did and said in this body, whether good or bad. And that's going to either, it's either going to show either an abundance of rewards or a lack of reward. Okay? But if I'm right, I pray and ask that He will show you what I'm talking to you about. Amen? Listen, I'm going to play a hymn here. Okay, I'm going to play a hymn. I want you guys to think about what I said. Okay? If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I want you to just take some time and think. Think about, and even after this video, I want you to think about what I said. Amen? So, at this time, I'm going to play this. And while this is playing, I just want you to think. Okay, meditate on the Word of God. Amen. I want you to, I don't want you just to think. But if there's some area that the Lord is convicting you in, I want you to take this time to repent of your sin. Even after the video, repent of your sin. Get it right. Get it right with the Lord. And if you don't know, if you don't know the Lord as your Savior, okay, this would be a time to know and get it settled. Amen. So while this is playing, I want you to just I want you to just go before the Lord. Okay, tell him what's on your heart. Repent of your sin if he's convicting you. Amen. Let's go ahead. Remember, we're saved by grace through faith. It is not of works that any man should boast. I'm going to play it one more time. And while I was playing, I want you to just go before the Lord. Amen. Just we're going to play it one more time. Listen, you guys, I love you. I love you guys. And because I love you, I tell you the truth. Okay? Listen, it's my job to tell the truth, and it's my job to be able to take the Bible and being able to explain it. And to explain it and to show you and to help you gain understanding. Amen? And so, listen, I love you guys, and I just want to be a blessing to you. Amen. I just want to be a blessing. Tomorrow is Sunday, and so Monday we're gonna be picking up on our Monday morning we're gonna be continuing on our series in Hebrews 11. We're gonna be continuing on Moses. And then, if the Lord wills, Tuesday will begin the first part of our Ten Commandments series. Okay, I know I've been meaning to get around to it, and this just sort of popped in, and I just wanted to be able to share it and preach on it. Okay, so Tuesday will be going through. If the Lord wills, we're going to be getting into the Ten Commandments. And that'll be Tuesday, okay? Monday, we're going to be getting into Hebrews 11. We're still continuing on that series, okay? So I want you to please pray for me. Please pray for my family. Pray that God will have his way and will in this ministry. Pray that God will just take these videos and do just amazing, awesome things with it. Amen? And I know God will. The Bible says that his word will not return void. Amen. Listen, I love you guys. God bless you. This is Pastor Brandon. I am signing off for the evening. I love you guys. God bless you. You have a great, great Sunday. Have a great time in the Lord's house tomorrow. And I might do a short video tomorrow. We'll see. I don't know. If not, if the Lord willing, we will see you on Monday. I love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time.